CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signed two bills into law today aimed at reducing gun violence. One measure requires people to store firearms properly, for example, at home or when leaving a store after buying a new gun. Under the second law, gun owners must report lost and stolen firearms. Republican lawmakers argue these measures infringe on constitutional rights and won't save lives. Officials say preschool performance in Colorado is improving in some areas and stagnating in others. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
A new report shows preschool enrollment in Colorado increased by almost 1,000 children in 2020, but Colorado's ranking for state spending per child in pre-K is still among the lowest in the nation, 38th. Colorado spends $2,500 less per child than the national average, and the state only met 4 of 10 quality standards, one of just 13 states to meet less than half those benchmarks. The report was published by the National Institute for Early Education Research. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Republican Congressman Ken Buck announced today that he will seek a fifth term in 2022. Buck had already said he would not seek a rematch against Democratic Senator Michael Bennet next year. Buck's 4th congressional district spans the Eastern Plains, but its borders may change as Colorado redraws congressional district lines this year. There is a winter weather advisory, heavy snow for Metro Denver. This is CPR News.